Biden, here at Joseph Canyon, this was right near where you grew up. What do you remember about this when you were a kid?
Well, when we were kids, the only recreation you had was up and down this creek, sometimes barefooted and sometimes with hand-me-down shoes, so we explored about everything up and down it. Neighbors, and this old cave was one of the things that we hardly went by without going in and out just for to doing something.
Did everybody know what the cave was supposed to be famous for?
Everybody knew that that was, they called it Chief Joseph Cave, but I don't think until the last 30 years maybe everybody ever really understood really what happened here. They knew that Chief Joseph to us years ago didn't mean what it does today because we were used to Indians.
And now they've identified it pretty well as where he was born.
Well, it's
born in that cave.
From what I gather, the experts gather, say this is it.
Yeah. Now that's on the west side of Joseph Creek?
Be on the north side.
North side.
Right here, where we're standing.
And how, what were the dimensions of it as you figured it out?
Well, as near as I could, by stepping it off, It isn't as big as I recollect as being a kid, but now you
were smaller then.
I was smaller then, I guess. But as near as I stepping it off, it looks like it averages on the ground level about at least 12 foot average. It's a little narrow in the back and a lot wider in front. Average of 12 foot wide, 36 foot long, and 12, 14 foot high.
Yeah, nothing in there.
Nothing in there but the sand, because when the creek gets high, extremely high,
it goes in
back in it, so it's got a sand floor in it.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody's ever done any excavation in there.
I don't know. I never noticed any tracks, but there's man tracks in over there where the weather hasn't taken
them out. Probably a lot of people have gone in there now. You know what it's like. Well, this is a beautiful valley, and this is your home. Home place.
This was a home place. There was about, when I grew up, there was about four or five main families that grew in this little valley, grew up in this valley and maintained all of this land. And now it's dwindled down to two ranchers down here, and the rest of us pretty near controlled by the Washington Game Commission.
What do you think the altitude is here of the floor where we are?
I think right here, somewhere around probably 800 to 900 foot elevation.
And these rims, these ridges go up about how high, do you think?
Well, most of these ridges back, these in here to the south of us bench up, bench off when they get up there. They probably rise from here up to 1,200 foot elevation, and then they go back, level back. They're not real level like the Omnaha.
Is this where you learned to ride as a kid?
Yes, I...
Did you go along these ridges, rims?
Most of the time those kids learned to ride was by riding horse around doing chores, and because that was their only mode of transportation, like where we spread out up and down the creek in the winter when you had to feed cattle or do chores, you was either walk or go horseback because there was no automobiles.
And that little schoolhouse, that was a one-room schoolhouse.
One-room schoolhouse.
How many kids were in there?
I don't recall at the time I went there, but it seemed like there's around a dozen kids there.
And one teacher.
One teacher.
How do they teach?
And always, up until I moved to town, I didn't know they had men teachers. We always had women teachers. I didn't know men taught teachers, and I thought they had men teachers because they had mean kids, maybe. But
yeah. You didn't feel cut off from the world or isolated here then?
Oh, no. No, because this was your world.
Yeah.
We didn't know about, when we were little, small, we never knew about the outside. We heard about the outside. We heard of Lewiston, which was way off someplace.
Lewiston's the outside
that's
world.
That's kind of where Santa Claus came from, because that's where the mail order was.
Yeah.
Sears and Roebuck and Montgomery Ward.
Where did the mail boat leave your mail?
They left at Rogersburg, which is about from here, about 5 miles on down.
Is that on Snake River?
It's right on the Snake banks of Snake River,
so
off of the Grand Round.
Joseph Creek goes into the Grand Round, and then the Grand Round flows into the Snake.
Right.
And you're only about 6 miles from the Snake. Yeah, and that would be upriver from Lewiston about how far?
Up Lewiston about 25 miles, maybe a little more than 25. It's really upriver about 23 miles from the town of Asotin.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful place, and people are still living in here. And
yes, this is the place that we're standing on now is the